This unscientific voter survey starts just down the block from BPR Studios on Broadway. Nicole Krieger is outside a gift shop, popular among tourists, hanging up wind chimes like she does most mornings.
Do you ever think about politics while you're stringing things on trees?
No. I'd think about the outside world.
Which, on second thought, she says, does actually have to do with politics. She says concerns about the environment is the number one policy issue on her mind.
You have to put people into those positions who care as well and are going to make those decisions that can put us on a better path towards a healthier outside world.
That's why Krieger says she's voting for Bernie Sanders. He has the track record she feels good about.
He's been consistent and he doesn't do like what a lot of politicians do, where they change to appeal to the moment. He's been solid.
She's also paying attention to at least one down ballot race, Asheville City Council. She says she's voting for Kim Roney and Nicole Townsend.
But the other ones, I kind of just went off of friends' recommendations because I haven't done my research.
With federal, state, county, and local elected positions on the ballot, only one was consistently on the minds of the dozen or so voters BPR spoke to for this story, the presidency. Also consistent with the downtown Asheville crowd, Senator Sanders' popularity. He's the front runner in the latest North Carolina polling data. The website 538 predicts he has a 1 in 2 chance of winning, higher than Joe Biden's forecasted chance of 1 in 4. 21-year-old Clinton Lilly waits at the bus station to head to his job at TGI Fridays. The station is under construction, hence the jackhammers. Lilly also plans on voting for Sanders. He says he and his coworkers are planning to vote together after their shift Wednesday evening.
I'm not a big person on politics, but I do know that it needs a change. And from what my coworkers told me, he seems like the best candidate. So that's what I'm going to go with.
When pressed on what exactly he thinks needs to change, Lilly pointed to an apartment complex under construction across the street.
You got people who've lived here, you know, for generations, and their families have lost their house to people who are developing, you know, condominiums and all that other stuff, and now they're just out here on the streets.
When reminded that Asheville City Council seats are also on the ballot, Lilly shrugs and says he wishes he'd heard more from them. And he's not alone.
I'm not as familiar with the local candidates, and I think that's something that I would probably do some research the last minute about.
Another young voter, 22-year-old Arlo Gregson, is stalking the display case at Vortex Donuts. Bernie Sanders is also the reason why she's turning out to vote in the primary.
For a number of reasons. I feel like right now things are slighted to favor the wealthy in our country, and it's very disproportionate in terms of what people's needs are versus what the people in power's wants are. And I'm just looking to shift that for people.
Gregson says despite his age, she's comforted by his consistency. In the meantime, she says she'll study up on the other races in time for March 3rd. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.